This is Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. Nurse practitioner Chandra Rasmussen specializes in family medicine and sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run. Well child visits are incredibly important in promoting the physical, mental, and social health of infants, children, adolescents, and young adults. Regular well child visits help parents, children, and healthcare providers identify and address concerns of parents and patients. In this episode, nurse practitioner Chandra Rasmussen discusses the importance of well child visits. And so let's simply start out by asking, why is the health and well-being in children so important?
Yes, the child's health and well-being is so important. It starts with supporting not only their physical health, but their mental and emotional development as well. All of these aspects allow the child to learn and grow to their full potential. A child's health and well-being can also affect their learning, their behavior, and their physical and mental health throughout their lifespan. We want to definitely start with a healthy base to continue that into adulthood.
And so what are the benefits of parents bringing children in to see you for well-child visits specifically?
A well-child exam focuses on promoting health and well-being at that early age. That early age can then help foster optimal growth and wellness at the time and for a lifetime. Well-child visits can help identify and prevent problems and provide an opportunity for communication between myself, the healthcare provider, and the parents. As a healthcare provider, we can also provide guidance on topics like nutrition, sleep, safety, and diseases.
For parents who might feel like a well-child visit is not needed or just happens to be another visit, they might be apprehensive to making these visits. What would you say to them?
You know, sometimes parents do see it as another visit, and they think maybe necessarily may think that nothing's wrong. My child's happy, my child's healthy, but then they bring them into a visit and we get into various discussions or even the physical examination, and we notice things that the parent may not have noticed, and they end up being quite surprised that of how important those visits can be.
And so what is included in a well-child visit, and what are some of the things that you discuss with parents in those visits?
The great part about a well-child visit is there are so many different aspects of care which are included in the well-child. We start the medical assistant bringing the child back, and at each visit, we monitor their weight, their height, and their head circumference. The head circumference was measured up until 3 years of age, so once they get past that point, we no longer measure that, but monitoring these areas can give us actually a lot of information on the health and development of a child, especially at those early infant months. After the medical assistant does their vital signs, they're then brought back to the exam room to confirm any current medications. They may also briefly discuss past medical history, surgical history, and family history. Then after the medical assistant is gathering that information, the provider, the parent, and the child can start discussing any initial concerns, challenges, or struggles that they may be having at that time or had been having. It doesn't matter. It can be present or past. We then go on to discuss age-appropriate milestones. We make sure that each child is meeting the appropriate milestones at the given time. We then go on to discuss appropriate nutrition and exercise, along with the importance of each of those. We discuss injury prevention, which also includes safety at home and at school. We also discuss behavior and screen for mental disorders at this visit as well. We know that mental health is just as important as physical. They both go hand in hand. Next is the physical exam. A head-to-toe examination takes place. And finally, age-appropriate vaccines are then discussed and given.
We're speaking to nurse practitioner Chandra Rasmussen, who sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run, talking to us today about the importance of well child visits. How should parents prepare for a well child visit?
There really is not any real preparation that needs to take place. What I do recommend is that parents write down their questions or their concerns. A lot of times, patients, parents get in the room and they forget to ask certain questions that they wanted to. So by writing them down can be a nice reminder to get everything covered that you would like to discuss. But really, there's no real preparation.
And what is the correct timing, or I guess how often should a child have a well child visit?
Infant well visits are recommended initially every couple of weeks, and then they go on to every couple of months, and thereafter it is yearly. It is important for parents to remember that well visits are covered by insurance 100%.
Again, a special thank you to nurse practitioner Chandra Rasmussen on this edition of Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. Chandra currently sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run. To schedule an appointment, call 989-624-1500 or visit at mymichigan.org/doctors.